This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Dr. Tommy Estes. He's a substance abuse counselor and also deals with mental health counseling. He'll be joining me tonight at the Iron Cactus in downtown Monroe at 6 p.m. for KEDM's Policy in a Pint, a blunt look at Louisiana's marijuana policy. Dr. Estes, what are your thoughts on where we are right now and where we're headed as a state?
Well, typically, Corey, if anybody looks at the research out there, they can say yes, like they've done in the past. There's a number of things that have been done in the issues in the past to address the same issues that they claim they're going to be addressing with the CBD form of marijuana in regards to anxiety and pain relief, and mental and physical relaxation, and all that. But there's always, the research says it's inconclusive. So they say, yes, this will take care of initially what the problem is, but we still don't know what the long-term effects are, which is raises some alarm and some fears. There's other issues here going on. Are we repeating ourselves? Because basically the physicians got called on the carpet or questioned about the dilemma of writing prescriptions for opiates, and if they suddenly move into the medical model in regards to being able to write prescriptions for the CBD form of marijuana, is it going to be once again for the dilemma of the physicians? Do I really think this person legitimately has this issue, and or is it one of those situations where there's possibility of drug seeking? So history has a 75% chance of repeating itself. So one question is if we're not going down another slippery slope.
Well, I understand that people are getting relief for a wide variety of conditions, but it makes me wonder, is there some other harm that could be happening? And I also wonder about the children. We see children with seizure disorders and you know, really bad conditions that look like they're being helped, but have we done enough research to see how this would affect our young ones?
That's once again, Corey, I'm in agreement with you. We don't have the long-term research to show that. But again, from, you know, typically in counseling, anybody tries to look at things from both angles. And so, of course, if somebody, as the first study that came out regarding the situation, the young lady, the child was having like, I think, 30,000, it was a numerical amount of seizures taking place. And once this CBD form of marijuana was advocating, suddenly it went down to 3. Who would say keep this from a child? If one looks at the Colorado research, and again, whichever research one looks at, after 5 years, you can, one will notice it's somewhere between 86,000 to 90,000 people showing up each month for pain relief, supposedly severe chronic pain relief. So the number of, and the average age of the person showing up for the quotation mark, the medical marijuana is 44 years of age. So once again, this is not the children. Yes, anybody with any compassion, because a child's got epileptic seizures and these other forms of seizures they've discussed, who would not say give it to the child? But then again, is it once again opening the door to be abused? It's a question, are we going to, once again, being redundant, or are we returning to another slippery slope?
Well, Tommy, you and I will be talking about that and a lot of other issues with marijuana tonight at KEDM's Policy in a Pint. Again, that's at the Iron Cactus, downtown Monroe on Desired Street. We'll be there at 5:30 for our meet and greet, and at 6 p.m. we'll begin our radio discussion.